Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
We are going to cut back now to KCBS's Mike DeWalden Martinez on the scene of that refinery fire. What's going on, Mike?
TLAS Battalion Chief.
Or actually, we're listening to a press conference right now in Martinez on the fire.
3 p.m., we responded to the initial reports of black smoke coming from the area of the Martinez Refinery Company. We confirmed this, and a fire department response was initiated, and Contra Costa Fire responded with 2 alarms of apparatus, and they are currently on scene. Additionally, Martinez Refinery Company responded with an additional alarm assignment with their fire brigade. We are now in unified command with the Martinez Refinery Company, the City of Martinez, and Contra Costa Fire. As of this time, we are reporting that there are 3 minor injuries. Those patients have been transported to area hospitals, and 1 patient was treated and released on scene. This is an ongoing situation. Please follow Confire on all socials and subscribe to CWSAlerts.com and sign up for the community warning system. Our biggest priority right now for this incident is the protection of the citizens and the first responders that are on scene. Do we have any questions?
The fire seems to be burning. Do we know where in the refinery, why it started it, and it's still burning? How long do you think it may take to put it out? Is it hard to get to?
I'll let Brandon tell you exactly where it's at. At this point in time, fire is burning pretty ferociously. We are going to attempt to try and seal it and contain it to that area. I don't know exactly what that's going to take or how long, but we will have more information for you as it becomes available.
So when you say ferociously burning, what is causing that? I mean, is the area that it's in, or the chemicals? Or
we're still trying to cap off the actual product that is being introduced into the fire stream right now. Brandon can give you more details about what it exactly is.
Is there anything that's making this fire difficult for your crew to battle?
Not anything more than would normally be involved in industrial firefighting. There's a lot of heavy steel in there. There's a lot of materials that are in there. So getting to the seat of the fire takes a little bit of time, and it is burning pretty hard.
And of course, the wind, too, isn't helping your case.
Yeah, we didn't have the wind a couple minutes ago, but now we certainly do. So, yes, it's not a good help.
Is there one fire or more than one fire?
There's currently one main fire, and you also see an additional flaring operation that's going on. Those are 2 separate locations. The flaring operation at this point is under control.
And for those that were injured with the minor injuries, where were they at the time, and can you describe their injuries for us?
I don't have exact location of where they were at. I'll try and ascertain that.
Were they employees here?
They were either employees or contractors, yes.
Was it like smoke inhalation, like falling over?
At this point, I only know they're minor injuries.
There's a shelter-in-place order that came out about an hour ago. What was that for? What chemicals are being in the community right now? What may people be
I believe you can follow us on the socials, and I believe if you go to CWS, it will tell you what's on there.
When you go to the link, it didn't say, at least when I checked it, what chemicals would be where. Why is there a shelter-in-place in effect right now?
You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, you can go to cchealth.org and ascertain more of that information, or reach out directly to county health. But it's from the smoke from the fire is really the main reason for that.
But can you say specifically what's burning right now?
I don't know the exact chemical properties, but black smoke from combustion.
Is this like fuel? Is this like, can you ballpark it for us?
Yeah, it's hydrocarbons that are combusting, and then that would be both from the flare and then from the fire itself. question about the area of the refinery. Is the area kind of corner to Shell and Pacheco?
All right, you've been listening to a press conference by fire officials battling a fire at the Martinez refinery tonight. We heard that there are three minor injuries. Some of those patients have been transported to area hospitals. One patient was treated and released on the scene. Fire officials say they are either employees or contractors. Now, the fire official that we heard from said the fire is burning pretty ferociously, and they're battling a number of elements right now, material that's heavy steel and other types of industrial materials, and it is going to take them a little time to get this under control tonight. And of course, you heard the wind in the background. That is not helping. In the meantime, there is a shelter in place that has been issued for portions of Martinez. Contra Costa officials say the emergency at the refining company has triggered this, and it's for portions of Martinez north of the refinery. They're asking folks to shelter in place due to impacts from the smoke, and that, of course, means staying inside, shutting your windows and doors and any vents that you have that are open. And this is, again, for areas north of the refinery, parts of Martinez, Pacheco, and Clyde. We are going to continue to monitor the situation throughout the afternoon and evening on KCBS. KCBS's Mike DeWald is on the scene.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.